This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. We're about halfway through October, and the record heat continues in Colorado. This is following the hottest September ever recorded in the state. Mike Nelson is the chief meteorologist at Denver 7. He says southern Colorado is usually a few degrees hotter than Metro Denver.
Very dry land down there. And so all of that energy goes just to raising the temperature. We're not heating up any water vapor per se in the atmosphere. While we've had these hot temperatures, our relative humidities have been around 10%, like desert dry air.
Despite the current heat trend, this winter could be wet and cold for most of Colorado. Nelson expects normal to above normal snow because of the La Nina weather pattern over the Pacific Ocean. The Regional Transportation District is finally planning to restore more bus and train service that was cut during the pandemic. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
RTD is staffing up its bus and train driver ranks. And soon, bus lines across the metro may run more often or for longer hours. Those include the line from Boulder to DIA, the LD between Longmont and downtown Denver, and the 24 on University Boulevard in Denver. On the rail side, the E and H light rail lines would return to 15-minute service, though track repairs that are slowing trains are still happening. The plan will go into effect in January if it gets final approval from the RTD board. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
More at CPR.org.